What is up, you guys? It is your girl, Miss London, and welcome back to Dear Sister. Listen, today's episode is going to be about manifestation. We have to manifest everything that we want in our life. But before we get into that, I just would like to say happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers that's out there. I am truly, truly, truly happy that Mother's Day came and it was a success. It was a little bit rainy down here in Miami, but I'm so glad that everybody got to enjoy their Mother's Day. If you are a mother and you listen to my channel, girl, you a superwoman. Girl, you a boss. Listen, we're going to be talking about manifestation today. I want to really speak on this topic because manifestation is a really big part of my life. And like I said in the last episode, I told you guys that manifestation is a part of me. So I wanted to embody this into you because manifestation is embodies of something. So it's embodiment of something. It's like instilling inside of you. A lot of people think about it spiritually when they talk about manifestation because it's a positive, constructive thought that if you manifest the dreams you want, it desires the reality that you want. So I feel as if manifestation is something that you put out into the world, into the atmosphere to be the best person or that girl boss or that doctor or that baker or the contractor you want to be. Because women are on a rise, my sisters. Women are on a rise. We are hitting the Forbes list left to right. We're hitting that Forbes list left to right, for real. Like a lot of black and not even just black, a lot of women businesses are on a rise right now. Like they're really surpassing men, and because they're manifesting the things they want and they're utilizing their time to create goals and create content for Instagram and Facebook and different platforms, and they're going on it and they're moving on it quick, fast, because the time is now. My sisters, your time is now. I'm a true believer in doubt kills dreams more than failure do, because we doubt ourselves so much and we be like, I can't do it because, oh, I'm married and my husband, you know, I just have to live for him and back him up, or I have kids and they go to school and I can't have no time to start a business. You're doubting yourself. You can utilize this time, especially now. What, we in quarantine and we can utilize this time to get busy. We're in the house. I know y'all not on a computer all day. Y'all not doing 10 plus hours on those computers if you're working from home. So utilize your time. Because I know one thing for me, I'm ready. When things open back up, I don't want to fit in no more. I want to be extraordinary. I want to be the girl that be like, damn, she came out of that quarantine like boss the hell up. Yes. Because this is the time. You ain't doing nothing. If you at home getting a check and you not working, but they're giving you a check, utilize your time to write down your dreams, create it, take risk, and you live in your passion. It's crazy because more people are spending money right now at home because they're not going nowhere than they did back out in the streets. A lot of small businesses are getting so much money right now because they're sitting at home. A lot of women are just sitting at home and like, oh, I want to try this product. They scrolling on Instagram. Dang, I like that. I like the way she's doing that. Let me buy. Let me see what she got. Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy it. Boom. There go your $1 to $1 million in 8 minutes. Sis, your time is now. Live fearlessly. I'm a true believer that once you become fearless, life become limitless. And after life become limitless for you, you can't give up. Don't take anything personal and don't take no for an answer. You got this, my sisters. If there's something that I'm willing to bet on, I'm willing to bet on myself. And if there's something that you're willing to bet on, it should be yourself. You got to keep going no matter what.
You got to keep going. You got to work in silence to let your success make noise. You got to work in silence to let your success make noise. Making some noise in these streets and letting people know how you got to your bag. People love a great, great, great story behind a boss. So take your time, write out your plans, keep going no matter how many times you fail. Stop forgetting all the reasons why it wouldn't work and believe in the reasons why it will. Put yourself to work. Get that bag, sis. You got this, sis. Boss up, sis. Nobody not gonna do it for you. You gotta do it for yourself. You gotta do it for yourself. Buckle up and know that it's going to be a tedious ride. But you got to work, you got to embrace it, and you got to keep going. Because it's not going to be easy. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy. You're going to have some packaging that go wrong. You're going to have some problems that you face. You're going to have some things that come up. But you got to keep going. Success is at the end of the road. My sisters, manifest a life that you want. Do it, girl. You got it, girl. Do it. I'll be back next week, Monday, with another episode. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. Manifest the life that you want. Manifest the dreams that you want. Don't sit on it. Don't wake up every day out of your bed and not do what you want to do. Live for your passion. Do your passion. Follow your dreams. Check me back out next week, Monday. Tell a friend to tell a friend. If you want to promote your business on my channel, please, please, please click the link in my bio if you follow me on social media and get back with me. I'll let you know. Have a great, 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 successful week. Peace.